This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100 Word Stories Podcast.
Hello, I'm Lawrence Simon, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me, or one of the resident crazy people here. But it is Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. This is where I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is the 36th Weekly Challenge. Now, most people participate in these things, read their own stories aloud, and then they send me the recording to add to this, Christmas-a-palooza. There, I came up with another word. Oh, but, well, let's just say there's a reason why the eggnog container's only half full. You disgusting drunks, you should have recorded the story before you hit the nog. Oh, come on. At least I got Xerox copies of your bloody party, but still. Oh, the topic this week was A Christmas Tale. I'm the one who picked it. Well, Juan and Noel, we made it to double digits this week. 14 stories this time around. Merry Christmas, movie house! So, which story goes first? Well, it's going to be the winner from last week's weekly challenge, and that's K9 from Dead Dog Bloggin'. Did I get that right? Oh, I think I did. Well, congratulations, man. It's so rare that a piece read by the midget wins. Enjoy your cup of coffee, and here's your story.
Hi, this is K9 from deaddogwalking.blogspot.com, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. And this is my 100-word Christmas tale. I was a bartender once. I hated Christmas, so I always took the closing shift on December 24th. It was usually a quiet night. One year, this old man wandered in just after midnight. Dirty white beard, paunchy and run down. He ordered peppermint schnapps. "Laid me off, little bastards," he mumbled as I poured. I tried to ignore him, but he kept on and on. "Whole thing's automated. Don't need me anymore." Finally, I said, "Happens to everyone eventually, old man." His belly shook violently as he shouted, "Ho, ho, hold on there, sonny. I was Santa Claus, damn it." And that was my 100-word Christmas tale.
Thank you, K9. The text from K9's story can be found in the show notes, along with the stories from everyone else that's participating this week. There's also links to their homepages, their podcasts. They're all there linked on the poll. Okay, now that the winner is done for the day, oh, who am I kidding? There's never any rookies. What? There's a rookie? Wow, how long has it been since we've had one? Well, this one is from Blissful, from the Blissfully Unfulfilled podcast at Libsyn.
She sat on the floor, surrounded by presents wrapped in shiny, bright paper, adorned with big bows. Her eyes were huge, her smile wide, and she bounced from sheer excitement. She paid little attention to the others in the room. "Is it my turn yet?" Every time she opened a gift, there was such hope and light in her eyes that the box in her little hands could have held any one of her dreams or desires. I looked down at the small box in my own and smiled to myself. Is it my turn now?
Aw, how sweet. Thank you, Blissful. And please, come back next week. We like it when people come and stay. Oh well, now that we're done with the winner and our rookie, let's check out what the veterans have for us under the tree. I'm going to play them in the order I received them. First up is Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops and Gumdrops and Candy. Now wait, just the lemons and lollipops.
Hello, it's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops, and this is my entry into this week's 100-Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The topic this week was A Christmas Tale, and the title of my story is An Unholy Holiday. Christians had Merry Christmas, Jewish people had Happy Hanukkah, PC people had Happy Holidays, Africans had Happy Kwanzaa, there was even a Festivus for the rest of us. It was high time the atheists got together to coin a phrase to celebrate another year on this planet. A planet they knew was not created by an intelligent designer. The bigwigs got together, and after a few heated debates and a couple bottles of brandy, they came to a consensus. From that day on, atheists around the world would greet others during the holiday season with their own salutation. Reasons, greetings. I hope you've enjoyed this 100-word story. This is Lisa, and I wish all of you a safe and happy holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, or whatever else it is that you celebrate.
Have a you, that's cool, y'all.
Thank you, Lisa. And now it's time for Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. Because as we all know, the club doesn't close on Christmas Day. Let's hear it, Caleb.
Hey, everybody. It's your old pal Caleb here from the Black Tie Martini Club. Hoping you have a Yule that's cool, or a Hanukkah full of erotica, or a Kwanzaa where you get everything you want-za. I should have stopped at Yule, huh? Anyway, here's a 100-word story for you about Christmas. Hope you like it. It's my gift to you.
Two men enter, one man leaves. Santa Claus and Jesus Christ will once more enter the ring and battle for the meaning of Christmas. Klaus, the crowd favorite, comes in at 5'11", weighing 285 pounds and is surprisingly spry for a big man. Christ, the challenger, weighs a scant 112 pounds and stands at a diminutive 5'3". He looks puny but has proven before to be able to take an enormous amount of punishment and keep going. One offers eternal rewards in the afterlife, while the other offers immediate commercial gratification. They enter the ring. Down goes Jesus! Down goes Jesus!
Oh my God, am I gonna get letters over that one? Thank you, Caleb. I'm gonna forward them all to you. All right. Next one is from Caroline from Quadra Island. Caroline, go ahead. I'm just gonna hide behind this brick wall.
Harold wouldn't see anyone this Christmas time. It was his own fault. Grumpy and miserable, he had turned them all away. Now they didn't bother. On his nightly walk, he looked in the church's bay window. The nativity scene was set out. He stared for a time. Suddenly, the whole scene became surreal. The baby Jesus seemed to beckon him. He couldn't pull himself away. With tears running down his face, he went home feeling joyful. Then a vehicle drew up outside his house. "Grandpa! Grandpa!" came the shouts. His children and grandchildren surrounded him. tears of joy ran down his cheeks. He embraced them warmly.
Oh, that was sweet, Caroline. Thank you. And there wasn't a boxing match involved either. Aw, Merry Christmas to you. Okay, next up is Liana from Hodgepodge Point. Let's point out her story for all of you carolers and stuff.
Hello, everyone. It's Liana from HodgepodgePoint.Libsyn.com. Starting next year, I'll be looking at taking submissions. So send me your stories or poems, preferably recorded by you, and we'll see if we can do business. My submission for this week's challenge number 36, topic being Christmas Tale, is called Wrong Neck of the Woods. Have a great holiday, everyone. Lots of love to my writing and podcasting family. See you next week. Hank spit gristle out on the dusty road. Son of a bitch tried to kill my wife, barreling down like a lunatic. What'd you do, Hank? Teddy asked. I shot at the bastard. Near took his head off. Bullet just grazed that goofy hat, but boy was he scared. Came down from the sky like a shooting star. Where's he at now? Hog tie in the back of my truck. Buried sled out in the woods. Teddy grabbed another skewer and chomped on his supper. Damn, these sure are tender. Better than the usual deer. That's because it's exotic meat from the north.
Thank you, Liana. Just what we need. People shooting Santa Claus. Oh, no. Boxing matches. Anyway, folks, that was Liana. Thank you very much. And I'm going to be sending some pieces to Hodgepodge Point myself. If you get a hankering, why don't you send some to her as well? Okay. Here we go. We're done with Liana. We move on to the guy who was supposed to pick this week's topic, but he got screwed. That's right. It's Andrew Ian Dodge of Dodging Reality, Growing Old Disgracefully, The Crap and... No, wait. It's Lagwolf and Crap Show. All sorts of stuff. Here he comes from London.
What the hell is coming out of your ass? I asked, amused.
It's me Christmas tale. I thought it might amuse the fans. We're sick of all the crap music at this time of year.
Hope they'll see it. It's a pretty big arena, I queried my backing singer.
Oh, I made sure the cameraman knows about it, she flamed.
I made a note to ask the tour manager to make sure the cameras were on her ass. Only very briefly. I thought you'd taken up with some sort of S&M club after I saw that tale. She didn't get it.
Thank you, Andrew. Oh, wow, we got one coming back from long, long, long ago. It's Mark H. Oh, cool. All right, Mark, what have you been holding back from us?
Xmas address by the World Prime Minister, 2046. Citizens, rediscover the true meaning of Xmas this holiday. The winter solstice was once usurped as the birthday of a messiah. While enlightenment has not abolished gods, it has properly relegated them to the mythological realm, with pseudoscience and astrology. Modern peoples enjoy Xmas as a celebration of freedom from the tyranny of religion. So, while you are shopping the internet, world marketplaces, and partying with your avatars and friends, stop a moment to remember that your freedom from false beliefs is the result of thousands of years of evolution of your society, your species, and yourselves. Happy Xmas, everyone.
If that piece doesn't capture the true spirit of the holidays, I don't know what does. Thank you, Mark, and welcome back. And happy Xmas to you. Okay, now we move on to, oh, it's a regular here. It's our good buddy Ellison with a whole bag of treats for you. Come on, Ellison, joie that Noel.
Ah, Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Here is my entry for weekly challenge number 36. This story is entitled, The Visitor, a 100-word Christmas tale.
Ho, ho, ho.
The visitor took the brightly wrapped gifts from his smoking sack, arranging them at the base of the tree. He looked around. The children, no doubt, were cowering beneath their bedsheets. On the mantle, cookies sat next to a glass of milk. He ate them, dumping the milk in the sink. A quick search through the liquor cabinet revealed a bottle of single malt. He drained half at one gulp. He vanished up the chimney, trailing a faint pong of brimstone. It was a one-time gig, thanks to an unfilled straight. But they'd remember Satan Claus's visit. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is Ellison, signing off and wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm so glad that I put the explicit tag on this podcast. Oh. Thank you, Ellison. Wonderful satanic story there. You can check out more of Ellison's work. If you just want to listen to his stuff here, he's got his own feed. Just look on the right side there. Just like Andrew, his stuff, he also has a feed there. Next up is Tom from the Footnote Podcast. Yeah, I've been calling him T.A. Marquette and Tom back and forth, back and forth. Well, this week he's Tom. And what does he have for us?
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote Podcast, the show personally endorsed by Cthulhu. Tom's tale tonight is brought to you by the Robert and Mary Cratchit Foundation. It's called The Sledgehammer. The image of the man did not match either mother or father's description. If this was the man mother called the devil, then his smile should have made him shiver. If this was the man father called one in need of redemption, his smile should have been sadder. The grace of his face was like an angel glowing in the Christmas snow. He pulled a chair next to the lad and warmed his hands by the fire. "Have you come to take me away?" asked Tim. "No, I've come to help," said Ebenezer. Tim closed his eyes and died.
You people are sick. Sick! Okay. That was Tom from Footnote. How many more? How many more of these? Oh, thank you, Nardo. Okay, next up is Sharon. She's returned to us. She's just like Mark, coming back after all these months. Sharon, please, not another sick story. Something happy?
It was a family tradition that went back hundreds of years. On Christmas Eve, the family gathered in the living room, waiting for Grandma and her special eggnog. It was a guarded recipe that took weeks to make. Grandma came in with a tray full of filled shot glasses. It was potent, and no one dared ask for more. Each person took a glass and waited. Grandpa gave his speech and all downed the thick lid quickly. They went to bed, wondering if they would be the lucky one, wondering who would be wearing the Christmas tail in the morning.
Well, thank you, Sharon, and the midget there, too. You know, the midget sounds much clearer now that I have this new microphone and preamp. Of course, I sound like crap, but I've got to work on the settings and all that. Thank you, Sharon, and now let's move on. Oh, wow, Kolek is back! Okay. All right, Kolek, what have you got stored up for us?
Inside the warm house, a man sat opposite a glowering fire, contemplating. St. Nicholas always got credited for delivering gifts to everybody, which was not true. Santa only delivered gifts to the Northern Hemisphere. Nick would be overwhelmed if he had to do the whole world, yet no thanks, no letters, nothing. Why didn't he get any credit? The blue-robed man shrugged it off and rose from his armchair, ready to repeat the familiar Christmas traditions that no one appreciated. 2 days later, the Southern Santa was in jail again. "Why don't you just take your medication?" his doctor asked.
Thank you, Kolek. See, the midget sounds great, doesn't he? Oh, wow, this was worth it. Okay, oh, we've got another long-lost participant. You remember Jim S., the folder man? He's here. Okay, Jim. Ooh, it's like opening presents.
A Christmas Story, the Lawrence Simons 100-word story challenge. For years, the feud continued. Both of them believed that there was no way in hell that the other could have any semblance of truth on their side. After a long discussion with a third party, he became aware that none of it was nearly as important as he had previously believed. After much soul-searching and self-examination, he came to a conclusion. On Christmas Day, he trudged through the snowdrifts and knocked on her door. A very long journey would end today. Christ was present in his heart when she opened the door and pulled the trigger, ending their long overdue reconciliation.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. More gunplay. Okay. Well, folks, there's a special treat for you this week. You see, I'm a part of many different podcasts. This one, Shire Network News, Dodging Reality, Lagwolf and Crap. I sent some stuff to Smart Bomb Radio and Hodgepodge Point. I just send stuff all over the place. Oh, and I call into Israeli Cool. But in addition to all those, I'm also a part of one called IMAO. And I got the IMAO podcasters together for a special Christmas tale. Sit back and enjoy, people. I think you'll like it.
Jimmy put the cookies and milk out on the mantelpiece.
Isn't that cute?
Said Susan.
Our boy is so wonderful.
It's insane,
said Eric.
There's no such thing as Santa Claus.
Later that night, Jimmy heard a jingle and a thud. He jumped out of bed and ran downstairs giggling.
I think I heard a jingle and a shout.
Santa was in front of the fireplace, his hands on his throat, dead.
Whoa, maybe this is the end of Santa.
Jimmy screamed in horror. When Susan and Eric came downstairs, they saw the dead Santa and tried to comfort Jimmy.
I'm so sorry,
they told him.
I am too,
said Jimmy.
I was trying to poison Daddy.
All right, people, that's it. I've had it. All I wanted was a bunch of 100-word Christmas stories. And you did this? Fine. Let's just come back to the classics. You know, it just wouldn't be a Christmas podcast without someone reading Clement Moore's 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. But since this is the 100-word stories podcast, we're going to play it with just the first 100 words. And, oh my God. It's going to be, no, not him. Oh no. Oh God. People, just, oh, not again. That's right, it's Planet Z.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up.
And there you have it, 15 Christmas stories. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge, especially those who have come back to us after long periods of silence. Please, don't be a stranger. Just be strange. But which one was the best? Well, head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 37th weekly challenge, and they'll pick the topic for the 38th, and they'll win a cup of coffee. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what they said. There's also archives of all my own 100-word stories there. You can buy my book, my buttons, my refrigerator magnets, blah, 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 blah. Hey. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers, including one-click options for iTunes and Podcast Ready. We'll be back with more 100-word stories tomorrow. And next week, it'll be another weekly challenge. I'll post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for listening. Have yourselves a Merry Christmas. And as always, keep it brief.